It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bejarano.
Welcome to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Nick Bejarano. Joining us in the studio today is no stranger to Hermiston, Dr. Christopher Scott, chiropractor who recently joined the Good Shepherd Medical Group. Dr. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand that you grew up here in Hermiston. What was it like growing up here?
I thought it was a good experience. I was always involved with athletics in school. There wasn't much downtime, but I liked it that way. I was always able to spend time with our buddies, doing the same things that we all enjoyed. If we weren't playing sports, we could usually be found out riding our dirt bikes or hunting.
Sounds like a fun childhood.
Yeah.
Obviously, this place made an impression on you enough that you decided to come back. What was that impression?
Well, I'm proud to be from Hermiston. I've always wanted to see the community thrive and grow. I see a lot of potential for continual growth and success here. It's important to me that I can be a helping part of that process.
That sounds great. And you just kind of mentioned that you played a lot of sports growing up here. What sports did you play at Hermiston High School?
Football and track. In football, I was a running back. And in track and field, I was a pole vaulter and sprinter.
Okay. And you also mentioned you did motocross and some hunting as well. Were those kind of in conjunction with the school? Or?
No, I started doing a lot more motocross after college.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Cool. So after high school, where'd you go?
I had kind of a long journey that kind of went all over the place. Shortly after high school, I moved to California for a couple of years. I played college football. Did that. Eventually transferred to Eastern Oregon University to play football, and I ended up earning a bachelor's degree in accounting. I eventually was hired as a public accountant in Kennewick, and I realized pretty quick that it wasn't the correct field for me. I was always fascinated with medicine, and after much soul searching, I decided I wanted to become a chiropractor.
Cool.
I was accepted into graduate school at the University of Western States in Portland. I lived there for almost 4 years. After graduation, I decided to move back to Hermiston and was contacted by Good Shepherd Hospital. They offered me a position in the pain management division, and I gladly accepted.
Awesome. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Did you have any experience with chiropractic medicine before your decision? Were you ever a patient?
Mm-hmm. It was during a time when I was trying to decide like what field of medicine I wanted to be a part of.
Okay.
I had recently gotten into a really bad motorcycle accident on the Oregon dunes. Mm-hmm. I was in really bad shape. I had a really bad concussion and had broken ribs, and I could barely stand up straight.
Wow.
I was treated by a chiropractor and saw amazing results from the treatment I was given. I knew after that experience I had to be a part of that profession. I want to be able to provide the same amazing relief to members of this community that was given to me.
Awesome. So you're listening to Good Health on KOHU, and joining me today is Dr. Christopher Scott, chiropractor and Hermiston native who recently returned home to join the Good Shepherd Medical Group in Hermiston. So I guess another question for you is, what does a chiropractor actually do? We, you know, all have our preconceived ideas that manipulate and crack backs, but what else do you do?
Well, as a chiropractor is a conservative orthopedist that is focused on the diagnosis and treatment of the neuromusculoskeletal disorders, with an emphasis on treatment through manual therapies and manipulations of the spine, as well as other joints in the skeletal system. As a chiropractor, I treat many orthopedic conditions, such as back pain, neck pain, herniated bulging disc, discogenic pain syndromes, pain referrals, sprains, strains, tendinopathies, headaches, and a lot more. Pretty much if it involves a joint, muscle, or bone, or some type of pain, I'm going to treat it.
Wow. So you mentioned manipulation, but are there other ways that you help treat patients besides manipulation?
Yeah, manipulation is only one of the tools I use to fix people. I also analyze and break down and correct biomechanical lesions. That means if your body is hurting because of the way the joints are moving, then I correct that with different forms of therapy, mobilizations, strengthening, stretches, and neurological re-education exercises. I'm a firm proponent of active treatment. I enjoy taking patients through corrective exercises or other activities that makes them an active component of their therapy. I find this to help speed up the recovery process, and it helps patients to enjoy their time with the treatments.
Wow, that sounds like you actually do quite a bit more than just manipulation.
I keep pretty active with the patient.
Wow, that's really awesome. So what kinds of conditions do you treat that our community might want to know about?
Sure. I see a lot of just general aches and pains, but mostly what I tend to see is overstrained neck and back muscles. Okay. It causes the joints to tighten up, and they won't move correctly after a while. We call this a joint dysfunction. People tend to put up with the problem for far too long, and eventually it'll get to the point where it just starts to hurt too much, and it kind of impedes their life, and they can't handle it anymore, and so they come see me.
Wow. So you mentioned some of the conditions, but what is the most common? Is it that back and neck strain? Is that the pretty the most common
thing? You see a lot of that. This is, you know, a pretty rural community, and a lot of blue-collar workers, people use their body a lot to work and make a living out here, and they're overstrained a lot.
So through your help and through the therapies that you offer, you're able to relieve some of that pain.
And it's really effective, too.
Awesome. So you obviously have a lot of experience dealing with and recovering from your own personal sports injuries. How do you incorporate your own experiences into your practice of chiropractic medicine?
Yeah, sure. Well, first off, this approach allows me to have empathy for the individual that's going through the problem. I can connect with them on a personal level, and it allows the patient to understand that others have dealt with the same type of problem that they have. Secondly, having personal experience allows me to share my knowledge with the patient about what to expect physically and mentally. I can provide them personal clinical pearls about what to expect. Third, my experience with these injuries plays an active role in igniting my passion for this field. I love to help patients overcome their physical adversities. It's kind of what brought me to this whole field. I just really enjoy doing that.
Awesome. So you're listening to Good Health on KOHU, and joining me today is Dr. Christopher Scott, and we've been talking about chiropractic medicine and just got done discussing some of the conditions that he treats. I know from talking with you that you're a proponent of making sure people use proper body mechanics, which we've discussed a little bit already, while going about their day, whether at work or at play. How do you incorporate that into your practice, and what would that look like to your patients?
Sure. I usually ask my patients to recreate the movement that their activity requires. This can be as simple as something as sitting at the desk, you know, showing me their breathing patterns, how they run, how they lift heavy objects, or performing complex athletic movements. I will analyze these postures or movements and make sure the patients incorporate certain biomechanical aspects to help protect them from injury. This is one of my favorite parts personally about being a chiropractor. It helps me, I help to become resilient to injury, and I love doing that.
Awesome. So when we talk about outcomes and your patients' expectations, how do you work with your patients to help them achieve their desired results?
Sure. Well, you know, it's all about the patient goals. What do they need out of my treatments? You know, everybody's, you know, got a different scenario. So I will ask them what they need or what they want from my treatments. I need to know their expected goals. If something is as simple as being pain-free to play with their children, then that's going to be part of our treatment goal. If it's something more demanding like running a marathon, then we're going to adopt a more aggressive treatment plan that will allow them to live and work within the realm of that intensity.
Awesome. So hypothetically speaking, you know, if I injured my back and I came in to see you in the office, what would that initial assessment be like, and how would you determine the best treatment method for my condition?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I'm going to get to meet you. We're going to get to know each other one-on-one. Then we're going to go through a series of questions about the reason that you came in to visit me. This helps me to understand the problem more thoroughly. Next, I'm going to perform a physical exam that's going to help me to make a diagnosis of the particular problem that the patient's going to have. After coming up with a diagnosis, I'll explain all my findings to the patient and present them with a list of therapies that could benefit them. They're going to be informed and allowed to make clinical decisions about the therapies that they feel most comfortable with.
Okay. So what would those therapies actually look like? Would it kind of vary depending on what you assess my condition to be?
Yeah, sure. If you're, you know, let's just say if you're going to be more young and active, I'm going to be more aggressive with you. It's going to be more active type of treatment. You know, if you're older, you know, there's going to be probably a little bit more gentle approach taken to you, because I just, you know, we don't want to overdo it.
Okay. So what if I also have maybe a pre-existing condition, like maybe I've had a back surgery or neck surgery or something like that in the past, but I still feel, you know, chiropractic care is beneficial and I came in to see you. How would you work with me in that kind of a scenario?
Sure. Well, you know, if needs be, we're going to take a look at, you know, say like diagnostic imaging. You know, if you have an MRI or X-ray, we're going to take a look at you as a patient on a wide spectrum, and we're going to go from there.
Awesome. So just kind of breaking it down a little bit more, what can a patient actually expect from your care?
Sure. Expected outcomes are entirely dependent on the severity of the patient's problem. Some problems are going to be less complicated, and it's going to allow for a much quicker treatment plan. Others are going to require more time, and they're going to require more aggressive therapies. Overall, patients should expect to be provided with relief and healing of their problems. They should also expect to be educated about the nature of their problems. Personally, I believe that educating a patient about their problem as treatment is administered is going to be a benefit for them. It's going to provide them with comfort and understanding of what to expect.
I know you're a big believer in education, and in fact, I understand that you were able to speak at the high school recently and talk to the students there. What did you share with them?
Well, it was me and a panel of other medical professionals of the region. It was kind of they ask us questions, and we give our interpretation of our experience with the field, what to expect in the field. Students ask anything from, like, what do you do on a daily basis? What kind of patients do you see? What kind of hours do you work? It was just a really kind of a first look into what medicine looks like as a whole.
So it was kind of giving them an idea of different areas where they could potentially go into medicine.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it was just a first kind of exposure to anything that they might be able to do as an adult someday.
Cool. And I also know that you're interested in giving back to this community. And we've talked a little bit about this, and you've told me that this community has given you a lot throughout your life. So mm-hmm. How do you plan on giving back?
I'd love to be able to stay involved with the school board. I definitely still love being a part of athletics. I'd love to be able to find an opportunity to continue going down, say at the high school, working with the athletes, whether it's in the weight room, if it's on the playing field. And on top of that, I'd like to, be in the classroom with them. I'd love to teach them about anatomy and physiology and kind of tie up both worlds together, kind of help maybe spark their interest into a field of medicine.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Scott, I want to thank you for joining me on Good Health Today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. Dr. Scott is a new chiropractor in Hermiston, and he is now welcoming new patients, and his office is located at the Good Shepherd Medical Group, and his office can be reached at 541-567-5305. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks. It was a good time.
Life after military service.